ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour ahead. A lot of football for Joe. A lot of football. As it's a big talking week with the ACC and the Big Ten, I got a couple of NFL things I need to get to them. Especially with now, by the end of this week, everybody will be at training camp. We have all the baseball. We got the golf. I mean, it really is all happening. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. It's that time, baby. It is that time. Football is on the horizon. It is there, baby. We are close. Close. Can you taste it?
Yes, I can, actually. I can taste it. I'm very excited, Joe, for it, as I send that out. Colorado with a leadoff hit in the bottom of the second. Can they start scoring here, Joe, in this game? Can the Rockies start?
Yeah, I know.
Making things happen? This guy hits into a double play. What a hump. You gotta be kidding me. Come on now. Another guy hitting a double. The Pirates had first and third, Joe. They took a 2-1 lead. There was one out, and then this loser hitting to a double play, too. Hayes, come
4-3
on.
4-3 Kansas City. 4-3 Kansas
wow.
City.
Wow. How about that?
Come on. Open it up now.
What happened, Joe? Did we get a big fly? Salvi Perez, two-run homer. Not on Salvi tonight, of course.
I need these White Sox. I need these White Sox. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Sit dead, Red Kid. Sit
need
dead,
Seager.
Red. Is it Seager? Did
no,
he homer?
No,
White Sox
not.
Are up. Come on. Who's
White
up?
White Sox are up right now.
Who's this hack? Who's this hack? I'm watching it. First and second. Is it one out or two outs?
Two outs, Joe.
Come on, sit dead, Red.
Second homer of the night for Francisco Lindor, Joe.
All right, come on, don't be afraid. Sit dead,
wow.
Red, kid.
Joe goes right by it.
Cutter.
Who are you
play.
Waiting on here?
How much is this
Baldwin?
In? Yeah. Is that in? That looked like it fell. It did. Another run in. First and third. All right.
2-1 White Sox?
2-1 right, White Sox.
And what's the alt number in that game?
No, 11.5. I got a lot.
Okay, well, you have time. You got some time left to go there. You'll be okay.
First and third. Give me a Brooks Baldwin. Brooks Baldwin.
That's who got the hit, right? Lee's up.
Yeah.
Lee's up now.
Who's up?
Lee.
Okay.
Lee's up now. That's okay. So, Joe, talking week begins for both the ACC and the Big Ten. Of course, last week we had the SEC, which was a lot of fun. Did you ever play that Sam Pittman on Friday night? Did you get him in?
No. We were involved, Matias and I.
Really?
Matias and I, we were talking. I forget what we were involved in.
What'd you have going on?
Oh, I had 5.5 runs with the Cincy Reds. 5.5 runs with the Cincinnati Reds. They came down. They were down.
That took up the whole show?
Excuse me. When you have in game, you
Pirates Phillies.
Pirates Phillies. You had a lot going on.
You don't talk about it.
No, I do. Show. We always do. But wow, summer Friday night, you got it cooking with the baseball, huh?
We were talking football, games of the year in college football. I held it down.
You always do,
Joe. We also gave a bunch of winners in the UFC. We were hot with the UFC, Joe. I told you the Korean Superboy, John D. Roba. We swept the board in the UFC this weekend.
The Korean Superboy. Kid out of nowhere.
Did you watch the Jake Paul fight, Joe? Did you get that in as
I
well?
I saw the highlights. He abused that guy, Mike Perry. You shouldn't even... I mean, come on with these guys. I mean, these tomato cans that he's coming up with. I mean, come on.
Hey, you know what, Joe? Mike Perry is a Bare Knuckle FC champ, and I've seen him fight multiple times, Bare Knuckle FC. The guy's crazy, Joe. The guy's crazy.
Come on, Matias. Yeah, where you go from one of the baddest men on the planet, Mike Tyson, even at 57 years old, we're going to get, and he fights this tomato kid.
Wait, which one was supposed to fight? So this is the same guy who was supposed to fight Mike, or was Logan supposed to fight? Oh, wait, Logan's the wrestler, right? Who does the wrestling and who does the boxing?
I don't know.
They both do the boxing, actually. Logan does boxing and wrestling.
Yeah, but he's like a big shot now in the WWE, isn't he? The one brother,
he is.
Logan?
Yeah. He's doing that thing. He enjoys it, but he did the boxing as well. He boxed Floyd Mayweather, didn't he?
I don't know who it would. They each box guys.
I don't even know who boxed Mayweather.
I think that was Jake. He seems like a more tomato cans.
How about the kid that got laid out? He was losing every round. And all of a sudden, he comes back with a couple of haymakers in the sixth or something. Bam! Bam! Knocks the other guy out. Did you see that, Matias? Face first, out like
Yes, I saw the highlights, Joe. I saw the highlights. I didn't buy the fights. I didn't watch that Jake Paul fight.
Who
no, I did not.
Fight?
But I saw the highlights.
Scrubs?
I don't blame
you. Were they two scrubs?
Yeah, Joe, they're all scrubs, Joe. You know, they're all guys. Yeah, they're just trying to, you know, put on TV and make some
YouTubers?
Money, Joe.
There's nothing who are these cats?
Who are these cats?
They're amateur boxers, Joe. They're amateur boxers.
All right. Well, either way, Joe, I was trying to lead into talking season this week, which we love. Because we have the ACC and the Big Ten. And you talk about full slates, Joe. Now that the Big Ten has 180 teams in it.
Right.
I mean, it's massive. So Tuesday, you're going to get Illinois. So you get Big Brett in there on Tuesday. Northwestern. You get Ryan Day in Ohio State. Purdue. Greg Schiano.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke Fickell with Wisconsin, all on Tuesday.
Okay.
Coming up. Now, ACC started on Monday. And, of course, Joe, we needed a State of the Union from the commissioner, Jim Phillips.
Okay. All right, what did Phillips have to say?
Well, hold on. You know what? I'll save because it's close to the break, Joe. So I'll save Phillips for it. We'll lead off with him after the break. Phillips was today along with Norvell, Key, and who's this guy for Rhett Lashley, Joe? Is that the SMU coach?
SMU coach.
Who, of course, is also joining the ACC this year. Tuesday, they're going to have Cal, Pitt, Stanford, Virginia, and Virginia Tech for the ACC.
Okay.
So you got a full week here, Joe, of a lot of
Sounds
talking.
Sounds like fun.
A lot of talking. You missed the MAC on Friday. They did have MAC media day. They only need one day for the MAC.
Maction.
MAC doesn't fill the entire calendar. Actually, the Sun Belt's this week too, Joe.
Oh, wow.
Down in New Orleans. Get the Sun Belt in there. We're kind of anti-Sun Belt now, especially with ULM. When they whack Terry, I'm done with the Sun Belt now.
Yeah, me too. It's not.
Or are we just done with ULM? Do we still like the Sun Belt, or does the whole conference
We like ULM. I mean, we like the Sun Belt. There are teams that make us money in the Sun Belt.
It's still weird that Marshall's in the Sun Belt.
Yeah.
I'm going to back this Texas State team, Joe.
That kid Ali cost me money last year in the bowl game. He rushed for 92 yards, remember?
Yeah. Carver and Lacey Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. Things are happening in Colorado, Joe.
What do we got?
Two-run homer for Charlie Blackman.
All right.
And now the next man up, and Doyle's up. Could we get Doyle now, too?
I need this game, Corver. I need this game in Texas to open up. Open up!
Bryce Harper, two-run homer for the Phillies in the first inning.
Jeez.
Bryce getting things going early.
Come on, come on, open up. I need this game in Texas to open up.
Can we get Doyle here too, Joe? Can Doyle hit a homer?
Can we get Seager?
Yeah, Seager would be great. Is he up? Can we get Seager?
I don't know. Anybody. How about they just blow it open with about an eight?
Joe, did he get one? Oh, is that off the top of the wall? You gotta be kidding me. Oh,
can
you review that? Oh, I think it hit the top of the wall.
3-0, Rockies. 3-0.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I said Seager. You said he.
No, I'm on Doyle. Doyle too, and Doyle just hit one off the top of the wall.
You get me all juiced.
Oh,
up.
That should have been a homer. How come that part of the fence is higher than the part 2 feet to the right of it?
I don't know. We got to run around here.
How stupid is that? If that's 3 feet to the right, it's over the wall. Why would they build a wall like that down the left field line?
I don't know. Can you root this in Texas?
No, I'm worried about this right now. This is bothering me. Should have a homer for him.
Guy's got more food under each arm.
Unbelievable.
He's got a trough when he sits down.
Don't understand it, Joe. I just don't get it. All right, let's get to this ACC thing.
All right, come on.
All right, so Jim Phillips, of course, the esteemed commissioner of the league, he's got a small problem on his hands, Joe, and that's Florida State and Clemson seem like they don't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, but they're going to be there till 25.
Well, right. But still, he's got a problem. He just added a bunch of teams who are absolutely nowhere close to the rest of his conference. And he's falling way behind the SEC and the Big Ten, and maybe even the Big 12 soon. Here is Jim Phillips letting us know his thoughts on all of the turmoil that he has with those two teams right now.
As I turn my attention to the year ahead, I must directly address the ongoing disputes with two of our members about the contracts they each signed twice and whether they will honor those agreements. With multiple ongoing legal cases, there are limits to what I can say, but I can state that we will fight to protect the ACC and our members for as long as it takes. We are confident in this league and that it will remain a premier conference in college athletics for the long-term future. These disputes continue to be extremely damaging, disruptive, and incredibly harmful to the league, as well as overshadowing our student athletes and the incredible successes taking place on the field and within the conference.
Yeah, it's always about the student athletes, Joe.
Yeah,
that's what it's always about, is the student athletes. Your thoughts, Joe, on Commissioner Phillips there?
It sounds nice, but here's the thing. Again, I go back to the two schools, Florida State and Clemson. I still believe are the two premier teams in the conference. And they're, you know, Florida State's upset because they deserved to be in the college football playoff last year, and they were on the outside looking in, so they want to separate. But if you're looking at things objectively, and you're looking at things in terms of what Mike Norvell has done and the type of talent that he has, why wouldn't you want to stay in the ACC? I mean, if they win the conference, they're in. There's going to be no doubt in a 12-team playoff whether Florida State should be involved or not. All you got to do is win the ACC. Now, I understand that's, you still got to do it on the field, but we're talking about a team that was 13-0. And by the way, I said this, and it's the truth. We treated Florida State last year like they were Tulane, Memphis, or Army. I mean, they were not a Group of Five school. Okay, this was an ACC champion that was undefeated, had one of the better above-average defenses in all of college football, and they deserve to be in the playoff being undefeated. I'm sorry, over Alabama or Texas, whichever one you want to take in terms of that situation, so be it. But they deserve to be there, and one of those other teams deserve to be knocked out.
Well, look, we obviously had some very long discussions about that. This is a new year. I'm not gonna go back to all of that stuff from last year. This is a new year, and we need to turn the page, Joe. That's just how it goes.
But they got treated like a Memphis or Tulane, and that's not a knock on those schools.
Florida State won a
national championship.
Maybe the coach should have did more politicking, but he can't because he's dry as paint on the wall. So it's now
it's the coach's personality.
Fight a little bit.
He's not what? He's not doing a late
fight a little
night
bit.
Show. He's not
fight
doing
a little
a late
bit.
Night talk show.
Fight a little bit. That's all.
I'll fight you.
Fight.
How about that?
4-0 Rockies. 4-0 Rockies.
4-0. What could these Texas Rangers do something?
4-0 Rockies.
Carver, can we get these Rangers every night? You're on
TV. I know. Could he hit one tonight, please?
Could they break out for a change?
It would be nice.
Come on, man. They're going to cost me a parlay tonight.
Tigers is a final. They beat Cleveland 8-2. That was an over.
Who?
Tigers, Cleveland. Over.
These Tigers. Not if you altered it. First and second in Colorado.
Not if you altered it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here on the grid. All right, Joe. Rockies are still hitting.
5-3 Royals. 5-3.
I saw that. 5-3 Royals. 5-3 Royals.
Carver, these Rangers are going to hold me back tonight.
Yeah, believe me, I would love this for them to start.
Give me an 8-run
fifth. Start getting going.
Give me an 8-run fifth.
I'd love to see it. Houck's had all kinds of problems with the Rockies here, and he's finally going to get out of it. So 4 runs for Colorado in the bottom of the third. And the Red Sox will come back up to bat in that one. Of course, we said Harper had the 2-run homer in the first for the Phillies. They're up 2-0, bottom one. I got to tell you, Joe, I thought there'd be more runs in the Cub-Brewer game. That's been slow. Bases loaded for the Cubs, 2 outs, and Crow Armstrong is up. Edwin Diaz is having all kinds of problems in the ninth, Joe. It was 6-3. Now it's 6-4 with second and third, 2 outs. So you're a Burger Time single away from tying this game in Miami.
That would be good.
Wouldn't be good if you're a Met fan, that's for sure. Be an upsetting development if you were one of them. They just locked it up, Joe. We'll see what happens here for Diaz. See if he finishes. Yeah, and he finishes it off, Joe. So 6-4 final. Marlins get Marlins with a little tease there in the ninth, but not able to finish it off. You, of course, have the other 3 late night games, Joe, which I'm sure you're going to probably barrel in for more on those since everything else isn't. matching up.
I mean, I got a shot.
Right,
I have a shot on the late night game, Houston. If the Royals,
well, yeah, you have them all tied to the Red Sox and the Rockies, right?
No, I don't. I have two separate ones.
Oh,
I have Royals, Red Sox, and Rangers, and I have Strohs, KC, and Rangers. So everything is really tied to this Rangers game.
Hmm.
I mean,
well, hopefully next time Seager's up here, it's a homer.
Oh, that's
that would be the most ideal thing.
That's all you care about.
It is actually all I care about. I care about mine coming in, Joe. That's you care about yourself all the time. It's always, you know, don't worry about what's going on with everyone else. It's always me, me, me. So, that's why.
Okay.
Back to this ACC now. I gave you Phillips. Now, I here's Norvell. Florida State obviously is coming off, as you said, undefeated season. Well, undefeated regular season, I guess.
8-3 Kansas City. Look at this.
That's a good thing. Aren't you happy about that?
Yeah, great. It's wonderful.
Wait. I don't understand.
2-2,
why are you upset?
2-2 Texas. Tavares.
Tavares homered, huh?
Come on now. Root this in for me. It's all
That's
about
not Seager.
Nah, well, you and Seager.
Yeah,
come
I'm just
on.
Saying.
Tavares came through. Come on. Nine more. Eat more.
Bobby Witt Jr. with the 3-run homer, by the way, for the Royals to make it 8-3.
Couldn't do that in the home run hitting, could you,
Wait
Bobby?
A second. You don't have anything with the Royal game?
What?
You don't have anything going on with the Royal game?
Yeah, over 11.5.
Okay, so why are you upset?
Because I need runs. It's never enough.
All right, as I was saying, Norvell and Florida State coming off winning the ACC. According to some, getting screwed out of the college football playoff, et cetera, et cetera. Now, they're going to be a much different team, Joe. They lost a lot of guys. And they're going to have DJU at quarterback this year. Let's hear from... Actually, we can't. I'm sorry, Matias. I keep doing this to Matias. I'm about to play sound right when we're going to break. That's just not going to work out for us. So I got to wait now, Joe. I'll have to wait on Norvell. I apologize. It's my fault, so. Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you here on the grid. All right, Joe, let me get to this. I can't keep Barry and Norvell because I have some NFL stuff I want to do for you also. So, of course, Florida State back at it, but they got a much different team. DJU at quarterback now. But Mike Norvell, Joe, does believe that he has built and continuing to build something special in Tallahassee. Here's Norvell.
It's still about putting together the most talented team, and building that team is something that, you know, I thought was really an X factor for us, you know, there a year ago, and really these last few seasons. When you see guys with all different journeys and experiences come together, and just how much they care about each other, the willingness to invest and challenge and encourage each other throughout the circumstances that are going to show up, and I think this team has really embraced that. And from when we started back in January with the winter workouts to, you know, all the steps, you know, leading up until reporting here tomorrow. I mean, this team has invested a great deal of time outside of the facility. And, you know, I think that we have a group of like-minded individuals that, they love to work. They're willing to embrace challenge. And it's that cohesiveness that has me excited about what this team's potential can be. We just now get to go live it out, here as we start off, with this upcoming season.
Yeah,
I like them.
Let's be fair here, Joe.
Let's be fair.
Aside from the quarterback Travis and obviously some wide receivers, and how much of this team is back from last year?
I mean, they have six starters coming back on defense. They get Marvin Jones that comes in and transfers in from Georgia.
How many on offense?
The offensive line has starters coming back. They have five starters coming back. I mean, come on. They have talent. I mean, we're making it sound like they don't have talent there. I mean, the problem is that, again, you know, they're looked at as just being a one-hit wonder, and Mike Norvell has built depth there. They had one of the best defensive secondaries over the past couple of seasons, Carver. I mean, they have talent. I mean, they have skill talent. How good could DJU elevate is the question.
Third team in 3 years.
Yep. They get Roy Dell Williams from Alabama, okay, running back. So they love to run the football. Their success will hinge on whether they can run the football consistently, okay, because they average about 180 rushing yards per game last year. And when Jordan Travis went down, it was the rushing attack that took over. If that offensive line could come back, again, they have three starters coming back on the offensive line. They get a couple of transfers in. Can they gel as a unit? I mean, I think Norvell has done a job there. And again, I think the defense is legit. Two starters in the secondary. They get all three linebackers coming back. And you, like I said, you get Marvin Jones from Georgia. That could be an absolute disruption coming off the edge. So,
I mean, that all sounds fine and good. But I think it all still is going to come back to, Joe, that DJU is just not... I'm trying to be fair here, Joe.
He's not elite.
He's not elite.
Was Jordan Travis elite?
Do you feel that last year was more he got pulled into playing the way that, you know, Smith wanted to play in it with the Beavers?
Yeah, but you know what? I think Florida State will pull him into the way they want to play, too. I think they're going to look to wear teams down. They have a very good offense and defensive line. Again, they are the most physical, I believe, in the conference. I really believe that. I think Clemson is taking a step back. I don't believe in Klubnik. And you got—I mean, granted that DJU is 100 years old, but I mean he is a veteran at this point. No, the guy's like 100 years old.
Yeah, I guess.
So what are you saying? You don't like them? They're scheduled.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: they're +156 to make the playoffs. They play Miami. They play Clemson at home.
Let's see the schedule. Taking a look. What's their number? 9.5?
Yeah, 9.5. Here, G-Tech, Boston College, Memphis, at home, Cal, SMU on the road, Clemson at home, Duke, Miami of Florida, they're gutless, North Carolina, your Notre Dame, Charleston Southern in Florida. Come on.
One, two, three, four, five, six. I mean, I think there's only six or seven, no doubt about it, wins on there.
Well, what do you think? They're going to have 12 no doubt about it wins?
No, but I'm saying I don't think I would play the 9.5, and I don't think I would play them to win the conference.
I would. I think they're going to be the best team.
I think they could lose to Clemson.
Okay, at home?
They could lose at Miami.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
They could lose at Notre Dame.
Here we go. You see?
Duke's tricky on the road.
No, with Manny Diaz first year. Are you kidding me?
Going to SMU, they don't know that
don't
team
tell
yet.
Me North
That's
Carolina
gonna be tough.
With Max Johnson. And
no,
that
I think
Douglas
no,
Matt
I
Brown.
Think no. They'll beat up, especially at home. They'll destroy North Carolina. I think that's a tricky trip to SMU. They don't know him yet. SMU is gonna take some of these teams by surprise, Joe, with the way they play.
How many you want at SMU? I'll give it to you right now. How many you want? How many you want? I'll give you 13.5. You want it?
No, I want the full two touchdowns.
I'll give you 14. I'll give you 16.
Yeah, all right. That's fine.
All right. right now. 16. You want 17? I'll give you maybe 17. That's how.
Give me 17 then. If I want, so, yeah. If you want to give me 17, I'll take 17.
Yeah, I'll give you 17. What are we betting? A steak dinner?
Sure.
Can Hennigan beat him?
I hope not.
I hope so.
We have Hennigan this year.
I know. I want to play Hennigan. That'll help me get them in the playoffs.
9-3 Kansas City. We're through the total.
Doyle, come on.
For these Rangers. Bottom six.
What is
six.
Happening here, Joe?
Leaving
Hunter Renfro the with the homer
They're
for Kansas
me
City.
At the altar tonight.
Man. Gotta be kidding me here. 2-2, bottom six for the Rangers and the White Sox. 9-3, 2-0 Village, and they're underway in Oakland for the Astros and the A's, and they're underway in Seattle with the Mariners and the Angels. So, 2-0 Cubs now. Can the Brewers? Can we get Adamas to homer for the Brewers? Can we get somebody on the board here? Jeez. I mean, this is a tough scene here tonight, Joe. Let's go.
It's not good. It's not good right now.
Running cold.
We're running cold is right.
Well, I mean, you're not coming good. Off a big weekend.
Don't start. Don't do that to me.
I mean, listen, it's okay. You ate fat for a couple days.
That's not right, Corbin. That is not right by you.
You ate fat for a few days. It's all right.
Not cool. Not cool.
Yeah, but you know, it's true. Nothing wrong with that, Joe. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Two things, Joe, with the NFL I wanted to get to you today. Number one, Jordan Love's not going to practice until he gets his contract. He's going to get his contract, Joe, but I saw he's going to – there's a chance he's going to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
All right.
Not a little too much too soon? No?
Yeah,
1 year?
I think you got to sign him. I think they're in a bad spot.
Yeah, I get signing him. I don't have a problem with signing him, Joe. Why does he have to be the highest paid quarterback in the league after 1 year?
He doesn't, but he's going to ask for about $50 million, and that's what the going rate is. And unfortunately, they waited so long to get him under center. What's the contingency plan? Number one. Number two, he was one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL. He knocked off Pat Mahomes in Kansas City.
Okay, he did it 1 year.
But the guy's not a rookie, Carver. The guy's in the league for 4 years already.
It doesn't matter. He didn't play the first 3 years.
Well, whose fault is that?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. All right.
He's had one great year.
Plus million at Daniel Jones. And
how'd that work out?
What about Kirk Cousins? We're name a big game. Kirk Cousins is one.
Joe, all I'm saying is, can the guy have more than one great year before we give him $500 million or whatever the hell they're going to give him?
Go big or go home. You need to keep the continuity.
Yeah, that's. I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. But everybody's saying, oh, well, sure, let's see. He's not a rookie. This isn't C.J. Stroud or Anthony Richardson or Will Levis. This is a guy that's been in your system for 4 years. And he's your number one draft pick. Why'd you take him 26th overall if you didn't think he was the face of the franchise? He performed excellent at the end of the regular season. Excellent.
Excellent. What'd you think of the Harbaugh-Lamar Jackson soliloquy? Did you see that or no?
Yeah, but I mean...
The vision for him is that he's going to go down as the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. He didn't like some of the offseason criticisms of him or whatever. Joe, there's really only one criticism left of Lamar Jackson.
Win a big game.
Win playoff games.
Not only that, though, but again, why John's calling him.
It's actually more than playoff games at this point, Joe, because when you're going to talk about the way that he talked about it, it's called Super Bowls. Because when you're the greatest of all time, that's where those guys get measured, when they drop those rings on the table, Joe. That's when you start the measuring stick.
I'll say it again, and I love Lamar. You know, I was a big proponent of him coming out of Louisville. If the game is on the line, 2-minute drill. Game is on the line. You need a go-ahead touchdown or a come-from-behind win. Are you relying on Lamar Jackson? Or do you want Pat Mahomes? Do you want Joe Burrow?
Let's be fair here, Joe. You know, when you say Pat Mahomes, Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. He's won 2 Super Bowls. How many has he won now, Joe? 3?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Let me
He's won 3 Super Bowls.
Who would you rather have? Who would you rather have? Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Lamar? With the game on the line, who would you rather have? I'd rather have those two other guys. I'd rather have Jalen Hurts and Joe Burrow in a pinch with the game on the line and 2 minutes left than Lamar.
Obviously, the one thing that you have there is those two guys have gone to Super Bowls and lost, and Lamar hasn't.
Okay. But forget that for a second. The game is on the line. You need in a playoff situation. Who would you rather have under
center? Look, we just haven't seen him do it in the playoffs.
But that's why John is coddling him. It's his guy. But until his guy steps up and could show that he could throw to win a playoff game when it counts, then don't talk to me. And I love Lamar. I think he's great. But again, part of it's the play calling, part of it's the talent, and part of it's Lamar. Because if you're telling me you're throwing out Zay Flowers as the next thing, as the next Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase, you're crazy.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Well, everybody always says Zay Flowers. They got Zay Flowers. Okay, yeah, and?
Joe's
they had OBJ. That's great. You didn't throw OBJ a pass.
OBJ's not OBJ anymore.
I'm just throwing it out there, Carver. I'm saying the wide receivers that he has played with are pathetic.
Wow. 4-3 Rockies. 4-3 Rockies.
You can't update this Texas game.
I got no updates on the Texas game.
It's got to go to extra. Can I get 9 runs and extra? 8 runs and extra?
Westbrook with the 3-run homer for the Red Sox.
Great.
How about that?
This Texas game is going to leave me at the altar. I hate it when it's one game.
Well, what can you do, Joe? Can Duran homer here now right after him? Can we make it 4-4? How about that?
Maybe.
Can I eat a little bit?
Sure.
Gomber's now allowed 19 homers this year. That's the most in the National League. We love going after Gomber. Gomber ball. Homer ball, baby. Meanwhile, that Royal Diamondback game really busted out.
I told you I loved that game.
I know. You should have keyed that.
Thanks, coach.
That should have been the key.
Here we go. Here he is. When does the seminar start?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. Joe, 4-4 Red Sox Rockies.
All right.
Very upsetting to me, Joe. I have Duran to homer, of course. He hit one to the deepest part of the ballpark in left center.
Jeez.
Up against the wall for a triple. So, a couple more feet. So I had 2 in that game. Doyle hit it to the left field where, for some reason, there's a 4-foot section where that fence is higher than the rest of the fence in left field. And I lost one there. And then this one, Duran hits it. If he hits it a couple feet to the left, it goes out. But he hit it into the little triangle out there in left center, and he got a triple. So it's unfortunate, Joe.
All right. So that's it.
That's how it works.
I need 8 runs. I don't care how we get there. It looks like we have a runner on, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what you want here. I think
4-4 and go to extra. Can you get me 4-4?
Yeah, I think that's your best hope. Because 2-2 and extra really isn't enough.
No.
You would need...
I mean, it's been done before.
It's been done before, but not often. You would need somebody to really bust out.
It's a tough hit.
Yeah, I'm glad you know that, because usually you keep the dream alive.
I do keep the dream alive. Man on second. Let's go. Two-run blast.
Tomorrow, Joe, you ready? Really quick. Cardinals and Pirates. Skeens is back for the first time since the All-Star break, which means the Pirates are minus 172. Whew, 7.5 in that game. Tigers and Guardians is an 8.5. Mets and the Yankees in the Bronx, Joe, with an 8.5. That's Quintana and Heel. I will tell you right now, Joe, that is the up, up, up and away game of the night.
Really?
Both of those guys are going to get smashed.
Okay.
Absolutely right. Smashed.
All right, I'll take your word for it. I can't wait.
Rays and the Blue Jays. You don't like playing the Subway Series. I'm sorry.
No.
Rays and the Jays in Toronto. Jose Berrios. That could be an up, up, up and away. Reds and the Braves. The Braves have Sale going. So. Rhea and Tyone for the Brewers and the Cubs, Joe. I could get in on that one at 8.5.
Maybe you can get me in on that.
Garrett, don't call me Davy Crockett for the White Sox against John Gray. 7.5 there.
Yeah, maybe we go up, 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 and away. Yeah, I don't know.
I think Hicks and Knack, Giants, Dodgers, late night, Joe. 8.5.
Let's go. Yeah, you can get me.
Right, gas can night in Los Angeles, Joe.
All right, let's go. I really like the Rays over. 8.5, I think we get to 11. There.
Rays and Jays?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do it, Joe. Man, you know you got to be kidding me here, Joe.
Well, what happened?
Hap homered for the Cubs. We're just missing things by just making a couple of wrong steps here to start the week, Joe. We gotta refocus. Gotta refocus. Thought about Hap this morning. I said, I kind of like Adamas more.
That's what happens then.
You try to zig, Joe, and then you zag. And then that's...
Get smashed.
That's how it goes.
That's it. Smash him.
One of those nights. At least we're going to have Dinger Tuesday.
Can't wait.
We'll have that rolling. Everybody playing at night. Let's go, baby. Dinger Tuesday. And I got more football for you, Joe. Like I said, we'll get the Big Ten involved.
All right.
On Tuesday. So we have a lot going. Although Joe on assignment, I believe, on Tuesday. Right,
yeah,
Joe?
Tomorrow.
Joe on assignment.
And I'll be back. We'll do it Wednesday.
So I'll save the Big Ten stuff for you for Wednesday.
But I like the over in the Rays and Jays. I think that's the one I'm going to key tomorrow night. What about the Cub game, too?
I told you I like that one with Ray and Tyone. That's one I would go after as well. Joe, great job as always.
Love you. I love
you. Good to see you again. Missed you this weekend. Good job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Have a good night. Cash your tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.